you're thirsty, what do? You go in the kitchen and you get a what?
Well, I usually get a drink of ice water.
What do you put it in?
Glass.
Some people say a tumbler instead of glass.
Yeah.
I guess that's not common here, though. If you drop it on the floor and it goes into a whole bunch of little pieces, you say the glass is
broke.
And let's see, after you've had your ice water, you'd say, someone says, what'd you do? You say, oh, I just
got me a drink of water.
And if someone, well, let's say someone else has been drinking ice water, and you want to know just exactly how many glasses he's consumed, what would you ask him?
I'd say, how much of that stuff you drink?
If you invite someone to your table, what do you say to him?
Come in, eat a snack with us.
And what did you do when you came in here? You were standing, and then what did you do?
I sat down.
And let's see, if this person is at the table with you, and you want him to know that he's just to act at home, you pass things to him and say, well, there it is, just
help yourself. Make yourself at home.
And if someone offered you food and you didn't care for any, what would you say?
Thanks, I don't care for it.
What do you call food after you've eaten one meal and then heat it up for the next meal?
Leftovers, don't you?
Well, I think I grew up on those, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're eating food, you want to be careful and
chew it. Too many people don't do that.
Well, that's right. My father-in-law can eat, and I don't know how long it takes him, but it seems I sit down at the table and I look over and he's all through.
Well, that's the difference. My wife will eat a lot quicker than I do, and she'll eat as much as I do. And that's, she has lots of trouble, and she can't keep from being fat. But I sit down there, and when I eat, I chew a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just sit in school and heard it taught, and I just kind of got to practice it, and now it's just come natural.
Just a matter of habit.
Yeah, it's a matter of habit. I think that's right. I think it's a matter of habit. You just the way you train yourself when you're young, and and if you get to eating in a hurry and just have children, why, you'll go on through life that way. I told a big husky man one time, he could eat twice as much as me and eat in half the length of time. He weighed about 260, and I said, Bill, I said, that's going on you someday. Oh, I'll live as long as anybody, but when you got to be about 60 years old, he kicked off. Mm-hmm. And I think he's the stoutest man I ever saw.
Huh.
I've seen him pick up a 50-gallon of gasoline barrel, just pick it up off the ground. Ooh, but on his knees, yeah, he could pick up a 50-gallon full of gasoline.
Wow.
He delivered gasoline.
He
was just a horse. Well, I tell you what I seen. One night, he got stuck on the prey, and he had a Model T Ford, and he worked it down, and he wanted me to pull him out, and I think the team went over there. He got behind that thing and lifted it up out of the ruts and set it over.
My goodness.
That's just how big a man he was.
No wonder he died at that age.
Well,
he just lifted himself to death.
Well, he didn't know it better just to show me. And he's proud of it. Well, of course, I would have been too, but I don't be about displayed like that.
Yeah, that. But there's too much that can go wrong. You can slip a disc in your back and get a hernia. Or
bust a blood vessel or something. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that you can do.
You mentioned your mother cooking with cornmeal. Did she ever put it in a pot with water and boil it?
I make mush. Yes, I have that. I like that once in a while.
Now, is that made with ground corn?
Yes, I just take ordinary cornmeal and get you some water pretty hot, and then pour you some cornmeal in it, put a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get it cooked down pretty good, you can put a little milk in it. It just tastes pretty good. A little sugar.
Is there any other kind of corn that you can cook in water that way? Cracked?
Cracked corn, I never did do that.
What is cracked corn? Is there a special word for that?
I guess so, but I don't know.
Is that grits?
Well, they have grits. Yeah, they have. I heard my wife talk about that the other day. About you take corn when it's just beginning to get hard out of the roast years. Take that and grit it and make bread out of it sometimes they do. And that's pretty nice bread.
I've heard about that. I've heard people say that.
I've heard her talk about it, and then I heard Miss Day and her talk about that yesterday, and I believe we were down to get some eggs.
Makes your mouth water.
Yeah.
Just take that fresh corn and bake it up into fresh bread.
Yeah.
Boy. Let's see here. I think we're just about out of space. Now I want to start talking to you about vegetables and about gardens here. And did you raise your own vegetables?
We don't now. We used to.
Uh-huh.
We raised everything.
Uh-huh. What did you raise?
We raised beets and peas and beans and sweet corn. And just anything.
Now, you mentioned sweet corn. Is that the same as roasting yours?
Well, sweet corn is a roast near corn.